It's Marketplace Tech Report from American Public Media for Monday, October 4th, 2010. I'm John Moe. The Supreme Court opens its new session today on the docket several cases that touch on technology. Jeffrey Rosen is a professor at the George Washington University Law School. He also writes for the New Republic. Jeffrey, the headline grabber has been Schwarzenegger versus Entertainment Merchants Association. What's that about?
There's a California law from 2005 that imposes fines on any stores that sell violent video games to people who are under 18. And a court in California struck this down, essentially saying never before has any court extended the prohibition on material that's obscene for kids to include violent content that isn't sexual. So basically the leap here is, courts have long said if you're talking about sexual pictures, then you can regulate it just for kids. For the first time, this California law is saying that even violent video games that don't have sexual content can be banned. And the question before the Supreme Court is, are they going to extend obscenity law to include violence?
I talked with Jeffrey Rosen about two other tech-related cases before the court having to do with background checks and whether AT&T is a person. You can hear that portion of the interview at marketplacetech.org. And what about the justices deciding these cases? How plugged into modern technology are they?
You know, some are pretty plugged in.
Again, Jeffrey Rosen.
Justice Thomas telecommutes. He does a lot of his work at home over the internet and emails drafts in. Justice Breyer certainly uses a cell phone. I interviewed him recently and saw him making a lot of cell phone calls. He does not have a BlackBerry, but he's quite tech savvy and he uses email extensively. And basically, these justices are much more savvy than the court was a couple years ago when in the first internet privacy porn case, they literally had to have law clerks come in and show them how to turn on the internet and surf the web because they'd never really heard of it before. But I think we can expect that these justices are going to be savvy enough so that it's not a completely alien force when they confront some of the technology issues.
Do you think it matters how much they understand technology, you know, whether they do a lot of emailing, whether they're online a lot? Does that matter to the decisions they're going to be making?
I think it shapes the way they approach these issues. I mean, I think of the big technology case from a few years ago involving thermal imaging devices, which could tell how much heat was coming outside a house and was used to identify a guy who was growing pot in his house with a heat lamp. And Justice Scalia actually wrote a majority opinion protecting the man and saying that the Constitution had to be translated to take account of these new technologies. But Scalia used a very anachronistic metaphor. He was worried that the heat-seeking technology might reveal the hour of the day where the lady of the house was taking her daily sauna or bath. And, you know, that idea, you have to protect the beautiful woman from the male gaze, which is in the Bible and classic literature, doesn't really get to the heart of the concern that most people are worried about when they think about technology warehouses like Google, which have all of our papers and can read all of our emails and documents. So there are important generational shifts about privacy. Young people are obviously more comfortable with self-disclosure than older people are and much more tech-savvy. And when you've got a very old court deciding these issues, it may make them less able to understand the issues that people really care about when they think about these technologies.
Rosen says the court moved cautiously last session in a case involving suggestive text messages. He said justices didn't want to rule too broadly because technology changes so fast. We'll keep you up to date on these cases. Another story we're following at marketplacetech.org. Video game maker Electronic Arts has eliminated an option to play as a member of the Taliban in its upcoming war game Medal of Honor. The game is set in modern-day Afghanistan. The U.S. Senate has approved the Commercial Advertisement Loudness Mitigation Act, and it requires commercials to be played at the same volume as TV shows. The bill now goes to the House and then up to the president to sign. And it got us thinking, maybe obnoxious commercials could be made even more soothing by taking a public radio approach.
Sunday, 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 it's the Mega Power Thunder Slam. 50 monster trucks in the mud pit at the county fairgrounds. Mud, power, trucks. So much excitement, you'll go insane. We'll sell you the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Yeah, that might work. Big thanks to Minnesota Public Radio newscaster Phil Picardi. You can find us on Twitter. We're at Marketplace Tech. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. You can meet people talking about today's news at news.gather.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.